And once again, ladies and gentlemen, before we begin the press conference, please be mindful that this is a working press room. Please keep the noise to a minimum as we record the players and coaches. If you do not adhere to this, you will ask to leave the press room. Thank you. And good evening. Welcome back to the 2024 CIAA post-game press conference. My name is Dominique Mitchell, your moderator for today. Joining us is head coach Tierra Terry of Virginia Union University, alongside players number 21, Nevaeh Reeves, and number 23, Tania Johnson. Before we open it up for questions, we will have an opening statement from the head coach and players.
First, I'd like to thank our seniors, you know, for giving us those years of hard work and dedication, and I could tell that they really wanted it tonight. That was a great Shaw team, as always. You know, Coach Curtis has been to the tournament several times. He knows his own formula. They had some good players, and I mean, we competed until the end, so I'm very proud of them for that. I hate that, you know, it didn't go the other way, but I cannot be mad at our effort and, you know, our will to try to win.
Go ahead, T.
Once again, congratulations to Shaw. They came out and played hard, 40-plus minutes. Of course, it's a sad feeling right now, but sometimes you got to move on with life. It was a good season. And special thank you to Coach Terry, Coach Freeman, and the rest of the coaching staff, all they've done this year. And also to my teammates for always having my back.
I'm piggyback off of Coach and T. It was a good year this year. We had ups and downs. We learned a lot. We grew as a team. We had games we should have won. We had games that we lost. We grew from that. The last time we played Shaw, it was kind of like similar, but we came back, and this game we should have won. But Shaw is a good team. I give it to them, but we should have came home today and won. And I give a shout out to Coach Terry, my team, my seniors. I wish them the best of luck, and I'm proud of them, and I'm proud that I looked up to them to this year. And I know next year we're gonna come back and we're gonna get this dub. We're gonna bounce back next year.
And now we will open the floor for questions. Please state your name and media affiliation. Well, Coach, I will ask you, what is the positive you've seen this year from your team and your girls that even though despite the outcome you came out today, y'all played hard to the end, but what's the positive outcome you can say about your players this year?
We overcame adversity several times this year, whereas last year we might not have gotten over the top in a couple games. We defeated some nationally ranked teams, and that's something to be proud about. We could have been one of the best three-point shooting teams in the conference, but I think the thing that I'm most proud about is our defense. It really showed that was our focus this year. I know one time we checked and we were holding people to the least amount of three-pointers in the CIAA, and to me, that's one of my favorite stats.
And my next question would be, was it the last shot you gave the ball to your senior? Nah, she's not in the press conference, but was that the game? Was that the play to run at the end of the game to let your senior ride out?
Yeah, I mean, we trusted her. Why not? I mean, she's shown that she's reliable. She's averaged close to a double-double all season. She's made some clutch shots for us. I mean, we trusted her. I don't know. I mean, anybody else could have had it, but that's who we definitely wanted to take the last shot.
And question for you, Nevaeh, and even you, Tania. What are some things you guys can work on going into next season to, like you said, bring home that dub for next CIAA tournament?
I think it start right now, not hold our heads. When we get back to Union, when postseason start, we just got to work up. We just got to take this, grow, watch film, grow from it. And honestly, the newcomers, because we're losing a lot of seniors this year, the newcomers, we just got to teach them, show them how, and just work. Like, we just got to work. Like, it's no excuses to none of this because we know how it feels to lose. We don't want to lose again next year. And I know the feeling. I don't want to feel like this next year. So.
Well, sadly, this is my last year. I'm getting old, so I would just say just advice for the team next year, just work harder than we did this year. I would say out of all the 3 years, this last year was actually the toughest one. As Coach Terry being a head coach, we worked hard. We worked hard previously, but this year we really worked hard. Everybody bought in, especially during preseason. Just the advice to them is just keep working hard and work harder and work harder and keep working hard.
Can I just say, too, I forgot to say it earlier, I apologize, but I'd like to thank my assistant coaches as well. They came in and, you know, they worked extremely hard for us. You don't get credit a lot as an assistant coach because you do a whole bunch of stuff behind the scenes that the teams and you know, don't even know that you do. So they worked extremely hard, overtime sometimes, just trying to get them where they needed to be. So I truly appreciate them, and, you know, sometimes they don't get the credit they deserve.
And this will conclude our press conference. If you have any more questions, please refer to the school sports information director. Thank you, coach, and thank you, players.
Thank you.
Thank you.